I'm Billy Henry of Stardate. Stardate magazine celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and we'd like to thank our many subscribers for keeping it going. And if you haven't subscribed yet, please check us out at stardate.org. Stardate, April 20th. The Little Dipper is famous for the star at the tip of its handle, Polaris, the North Star. Earth's axis points in that direction, so all the other stars in the night sky appear to circle around it. The second brightest star in the Dipper is Kokab, at the lip of the bowl. It isn't nearly as famous as Polaris, but it's almost as bright. Kokab is a giant, more than 40 times the sun's diameter and almost 400 times its brightness. It's so big because it's nearing the end of its life. The nuclear reactions deep inside the star push on the surrounding layers of gas, making them puff outward. Just when a star enters the giant phase of life depends on its mass. Heavier stars age much faster, so they burn out more quickly. And Kokab is more massive than the Sun. But just how massive has been the subject of debate. Studies using different techniques have yielded estimates of about 1.3 to 2.5 times the Sun's mass. If Kokab had a companion star, it would be easy for scientists to measure the masses of both stars. For solitary stars like Kokab, though, astronomers rely on models of how stars behave. Today, the models seem to indicate a mass of about 2.2 times the Sun's. But that isn't completely settled. Until it is, we won't know the complete story of Kokab. Kokab is moderately bright and stands to the right of Polaris at nightfall. It rotates directly above the pole star in the wee hours of the morning. Our web address is stardate.org. For the University of Texas at Austin MacDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.